to Your Good Health Radio, brought to you by Choose for Health. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and your host, Dr. David Friedman.
Our next guests are the authors of two bestsellers, Naked Calories and Rich Food, Poor Food. Jason Calton holds a Master of Science degree and a PhD in nutrition, and his wife, Mira, is a licensed, certified nutritionist and certified personal fitness chef. And that's just a few of their credentials. Welcome to the show, returning guests Jason and Mira Calton. Here are Dr. David Friedman.
Hey, great having you both back on the show. Always a pleasure.
We're always thrilled to be here chatting good, healthy food and nutrition with you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, great. You know, for over 25 years, I've been a huge proponent of micronutrients for good health, but this term is still not really mainstream nutrition yet, and so many people still turn to these synthetic one-a-day vitamins believing they're the answer. Mira, share why whole food micronutrients are a better choice.
Well, first of all, let's just be really clear with your audience. I'm sure you've told them a million times, but right, there's probably a lot of new viewers, as I'm sure this show is always growing. So micronutrients are things that you need in micro or small amounts every day. They're what's found in your food, and they're not a scary word. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people are still frightened by it, but they're things you already know. They're your vitamins, like vitamin D and vitamin C, and then it's your minerals, like calcium and magnesium. And when you don't get enough of them, you know, your health fails. They're what supplies your body with, you know, to do all the things, all the functions it has to do every single day. And it's just really important that you know the source of your multivitamins and that you know the source of where you're getting your micronutrients, because some are better absorbed by the body. And, you know, in some forms, some of the synthetic forms have actually been shown to do more harm than good. And that's the form of vitamin E actually was recently discussed for that.
Exactly. Now, I know in your book you share various poor foods that actually strip the body of these micronutrients, and I think you've mentioned a few in the past, corn syrup, refined flour, GMOs, artificial coloring. But even if we become label readers, there are still tricks of the trade that companies use to disguise bad ingredients. Jason, what can consumers do to get the truth about what they're really eating?
Well, the first thing they have to do is they have to become label readers, right? So that we want to get past that billboard that's at the front of the package. Right. That's when manufacturers are trying to lure you in. They're going to try to do all kinds of things to try to make you think that the products that they're trying to sell you are the products that you're looking to purchase. I think a good example of this recently is there's certain cereal manufacturers now, and you're going to see right on the front of the box, no high fructose corn syrup. Well, what they're not telling you is on when you read the label, they're just going to have something labeled as fructose. Now, high fructose corn syrup is about 55% corn syrup, or high fructose corn syrup. So it's got 55% of it is coming from fructose, whereas now the fructose itself is 90% corn syrup. So it's much worse for you. On the front of the box, they say no high fructose corn syrup because that's the nasty word. In the ingredient list, watch out for the word fructose. We all have kind of we think fructose, how bad could that be? Isn't that just fruit sugar? Well, yes, there is fructose in fruit. But this new, when you read the label, when you see the word fructose, it's even worse than the old high fructose corn syrup. So just one example how they're fooling you, and you really have to know what you're looking for if you're going to be a smart consumer.
Right. I know people tend to believe when they see the buzzword organic, that's another one on the label. And a lot of people, I think that's an overused word, but they also believe organic means is costly for the average person. How can like a lower middle class family eat healthy without breaking the bank and know that what they're eating is truly organic?
Yeah, well, you know what? I say get to know your farmer. First of all, it's really fun. And this is a great thing. Families don't spend nearly enough time together as it is. So the first thing I said is get to know your local farmer, because local means more micronutrient-dense food, because the longer food travels, the more it loses micronutrients. So you want to find local first. And then in terms of finding the organic farmer, you know, not everyone can afford the organic USDA certification anymore. So you really want to start digging a little deeper and saying, you know, how are you growing it? What are you spraying on it? And get to know it that way. And also you can save a lot of money by buying local, because the farmers don't have to pay for the shipping and the delivery of all their foods. And so not only getting something more nutritious, but you're saving money at the same time.
Yeah, you make up a good point. So if I'm in North Carolina and I'm buying organic that's from California, by the time it gets here, even if it is organic, it's probably not as healthy for me. is it is from California.
Absolutely, every minute of every mile that your food travels, it loses micronutrients because it comes into contact with the elements, air, light, and heat. And as those things happen, they become less micronutrient-rich, which I'm just going to bring this up right now because this is completely newsworthy. The Arctic apple, this new apple that doesn't get brown, it's genetically modified apple. It's a perfect example of this, how fresh is it, how far has it traveled, how long has it been cut? Because the apple, this new, I don't know if everyone's aware of it yet, but the new GMO apple, which has been approved by the U.S. government, can be left open for 2 weeks and it doesn't brown.
Wow.
Now, that might sound really good for your the look of your fruit salad, but we have to think again is what does that do to your micronutrient values? Every minute that it's open, it's oxidizing, and although it still looks good, what you're really getting is the nutrition of a rotten apple.
Exactly, and I think that's a sign that it's gone bad is when you see the brown or a banana. So to actually get rid of that, it's kind of hiding that it's old. So we could be eating old apples now, and our eyes don't tell us so.
It's absolutely true. You know, it's like, it's, you know, if you think about it, I mean, if you just visually do an experiment, think about what an apple would look like if you cut it and left it on your counter for 2 weeks. Now, they do the exact same thing with these new genetically modified apples, and that apple looks almost the same as it did day one, 2 weeks later. All they changed was the enzyme that causes that brown action in the apple. It didn't change the fact that it's losing the micronutrients or that it's literally rotting from the inside out. Yes, it looks good on the outside, but this is going to be a major blow, we believe, to the micronutrient depletion that's already an epidemic in America. And this is just the first fruit that they've started to do this with. They're going to be doing this now with potatoes and all. There's, I think, about 30 different fruits and vegetables in the lines waiting to come out.
So it's like Frankenstein in our grocery stores.
Absolutely, and it's actually potatoes have already come out, so we have to worry about that one. But then on top of that, the other really bad thing that most people never focus on, but because we're the micronutrient geek couple, we think about this. You have to look at GMOs from another standpoint, which they're sprayed with Roundup Ready spray or glyphosate. This is the spray created by Monsanto for these special genetically modified crops. What most people haven't been talking about, you know, there hasn't been a lot of research done on what GMOs do in your body yet. But one thing we know that they do is they deliver less nutritious food because glyphosate actually kills the weeds around that plant by suffocating the micronutrients from them. Therefore, the plant that you're getting has also been suffocated of nutrients, and it's delivering a much less mineral-rich food to your plate every single time you eat genetically modified foods.
See, that makes sense. Real quickly, in this segment, I'm just curious your feedback on butter. It's back in the news that it's good for us. Last year it was bad for us. This ping-pong match keeps going on for decades. What's the Colton's belief on eating butter?
Well, you know, we believe that butter is one of those, it's almost a superfood. We have to add this caveat to this, you want to find organic grass-fed butter. So important because of all the hormones that are fed oftentimes to dairy cows to try to increase dairy production. So we don't want RBGH or RBST. We don't want to have any of the hormones. So we're going to want to get an organic grass-fed butter. But when you do, that grass-fed butter is going to be chock full of the vitamin D and the CLA, that conjugated linoleic acid. That's a good type of fat that you really only get from cows that eat the grass. And there's all kinds of benefits to an organic grass-fed butter. And even Costco now has this, you know, just there, you know, it's real easy to find.
Great. So the
The key is to find the right one, and I'm sorry to cut into y'all because it's such great information, but to learn more about the Coltons and their books, go to coltonnutrition.com and make sure you follow their Optimal Life blog while you're there. If you heard something today you want to share, our podcasts are always available at toyourgoodhealthradio.com. You can follow the Coltons on Twitter at Colton Nutrition, and of course, you can read our daily health tweets at Dr. David Friedman. And of course, you can always stay tuned for more with Jason and Mira Colton on more poor foods to avoid so you can eat to your optimal health. This is Melanie Cole with Dr. David Friedman. Stay well and stay tuned.